the sounds we hear are strange, but familiar. Peaceful, rhythmic, open. I see ahead of me soft, puffy clouds and blue sky. I am flying high in the air, my body weightless, glides effortlessly where I wish her to go. A moisture in the air like a sweet, caressing breeze cloaks me and softens me. I float higher to become encased in warmth and nurtured. The earth's coverings make me feel like I am melting in sweet nectar. I feel warm, supported, comfortable. I am swirling upward toward a great light. The light, golden through the fog, caresses me, warms me. I look at the golden light and draw it unto myself. I open myself to let the light fill me. My toes tingle as the gold touches them, relaxing, releasing, renewing. Golden light travels up my calves, surrounds my knees and my thighs. My hips, tailbone, and navel spin gold bubbles of contentment as the gold travels through. Up my spine goes the gold light, relaxing each vertebrae, each muscle, each bone. With each breath I take, the light fills my heart, swirling in a pattern of vitality and love. The gold light travels down my arms, making my hands tingle and vibrate with life. Through my neck, the gold light opens my head, releasing, relaxing the muscles of my face and connecting me to God and Goddess's sweet song of life. I hear sweet words I have never heard. Breathe in acceptance and breathe out hate. I breathe in truth and breathe out betrayal. I breathe in enough and breathe out hunger, wondering how long I have felt needy, in need of wanting, lusting after the cradling, the rocking, the holding, the cuddling I have always needed. I feast on the golden light filling me from the great sun and begin to feel satisfied and warm. As I look down to the earth, I see a green valley of beauty, speckled by colors of flowers and plants I have never seen before, yet seem to remember. The blues, reds, purples, yellows, oranges, magentas fill my longing desire for beauty. I fly toward the green, colorful meadow, wishing to fill my whole body with the joy of these living things. I breathe in green and purples, all the colors, to fill my heart with a rainbow feast of the earth's contentment and beauty. I feel so safe, cared for, sustained by the constant love the earth shows each and every living being. I enjoy. I hover over the earth's waters, the ocean, and I feel my longing for oneness. I yearn for a connection to my mother, the earth. My yearning fills my heart and beats out through my hands, my fingers, my fingertips. If only I can touch the mother capable of taking me in, knowing me, embracing me fully. I see the earth and I hear the music of her birds, the sound of her waters and the movements of her wild life. I fly over the tops of trees, looking for the secret opening. I will not find without the Earth's help. I breathe deeply, go inside, and I call the Earth with my yearning. I feel the Earth's breezes gently push me, fly me toward her doorway that no one sees unless she opens herself. I pray that the Earth wants company. My companionship as much as I want hers. I look and almost see the Earth opening herself. As I fly down to the Earth and stand on her soil, she opens to me. A hole opens under my feet. I descend within the Earth. I hear water rushing, feel water trickling, and I begin to descend deeper and deeper in and within. In and within, into the Earth, I am within her opening, and I see light. The light is soft in light pinks, greens, magentas, and yellows. The Earth closes her secret door behind me, and I am safe. No one can interrupt my connection with the Earth. She and I are together, alone, together. And I do not have to do anything. Yet, with each breath I take, I feel known. I am known, and I am one with her. I close my eyes for a moment and see within myself. Total relaxation. The overwhelming feeling of coming home. And my heart melts. I open my eyes to see the pale colors moving, vibrating, slightly pulsing. She is alive, and she knows me. She is more vast and more alive than I remember. And yet I remember she is always with me, vibrant and alive. I treasure being with her. I walk and float closer to her heart. I hear the trickling water and reach out my hand to drink as much as I want. The sweet taste fills my mouth and nose going down my neck and filling my chest. The earth tastes like a mountain covered with dew, like a clear, natural spring, like the moon over the horizon. The sweetness has no end. I walk and float with my mouth open, filling myself, feeling the pulsing earth beginning to surround my body as I go deeper and deeper down and around, around and down, deeper and deeper. Through the swirls of pinks and greens and yellows, my mouth open, full of sweetness, my body and limbs caressed with warm moistness of the earth herself. I do not care how long I stay here, and I stay as long as I want. Time flows like a river of plenty through me, with me, in sync with me, in love with me. And I wait for nothing, and have all things now. I hear the heartbeats, the layers of heartbeats. That is the earth's aliveness. My heart beats with hers. I am open, completely safe, and remember, the earth is always with me. I keep moving deeper within the earth, floating effortlessly, opening myself without any limits. I take in the earth's love for me. I surrender. I surrender all hurt, all heartache, all uneasiness about who I am. I know I am enough. The earth embraces me. I float closer down, deeper, until I am finally upon her moving heart. I see her heart is large, like a large brain, world dimpled, soft and strong. Her heart resonates with a white, silvery, shimmery light. And I know any uncleanness will be swept away. I allow myself to lay on her heart like a large round bed. I stand and embrace her. I lay face down. My arms flung out. My feet extended. My tummy relaxed. As I lay, with the earth. I feel her pulsing. She beats a rhythm, melodic, constant, relentless, continual. And I open to her movement. I feel massaged, all ache is removed from my muscles. Every muscle, every joint, every sinew is relaxed. She thumps my body rhythmically, massaging me as I resonate deeply with her. All my longings are filled. All my torture is removed. All my illness forgotten. And the beating heart of the earth is all that matters. I matter. I am with her. There is no other but us. The earth's love becomes personal toward me. My soul, my personality, my purpose is with hers. We are together to be happy, to be fulfilled, to be creative, to be open, to be hopeful of only good things to come. I am touched more deeply with her than if any other person, any other being. I am accelerated, enthralled, ecstatic. I wish nothing more than this being. I have to do nothing. Expect nothing. Just be. Be me. with the earth, holding me, surrounding me. Massaging me, and loving me. I am weightless, blissless, and full. I begin to float away from the beating heart, still hearing it, feeling it. I open my eyes and see the soft, shimmering, white light from the Earth's soul, and I see purity and good. I know I am enough. I know the earth will be here tomorrow, will always be here for me, for us, for the good in all of us, to sustain, to strengthen, to support. I am content to float away and find my legs again. As I walk back through the pulsating tunnel toward the Earth's surface, I know no one will ever open herself to love me as fully as the earth loves me. I feel the wetness of her walls and see again the soft pinks, greens, and yellows. I drift effortlessly to the surface. I see her open again, her secret door to her inner heart, and I exit. The door closes behind me, and I stand again on solid ground, feeling the grass between my toes. I hear the sound of the birds, the animals, and I know that each time I visit the earth's heart, I feel better, refreshed, restored, renewed, and one again with myself. I remember. I remember what I had forgotten. That I am whole when I am one with the earth. The earth is truly God's hands around us. His strong arms supporting us. I walk. I take a deep breath. And I say to myself, I am love. Again, I say, I am loved. And yet again, I say, I am loved. I take a deep breath, opening my eyes, I center myself. I look around at my surroundings and welcome the world as I know it, and be fresh within the rest of this day. I take with me the earth's love and sweetness as I reach out to share myself with the other creatures the earth loves.